Time for the 237th QuackCast, a review of supplements, complementary and alternative medicine, aka scams. This one is called Save the Whales, Blind the Children. Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Rice, rice, baby. Rice, rice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Rice is back with my brand new invention. Vitamin A grabs me lightly, letting me see daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll see the glow. To the extreme, jeans and rice like a vandal. Light up a cone and rods like a candle. Cornea clear, no necrosis, boom. Not killing your eyes like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly with no vegetable melody. Children going blind should be a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gang way. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the rice why my gene revolves it. Rice, Rice, Baby by Vanilla Ice. Kind of. That brings back memories. And I didn't even steal a Queen riff. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, a couple years ago, pre-COVID, 45, I was enjoying a beautiful summer day on the front porch. Probably writing one of these beloved and insightful podcasts. A pair of young women walked up the path to the porch. Female and no matching white shirts. Not Mormon. Likely Jehovah's Witnesses. They seemed to come around every year or two. I grimaced internally and prepared to blow them off. Nope. They were Greenpeace acolytes looking for money to fight climate change. I was a sucker for climate change pleas back before I concluded that it was all futile. But before I gave them any money, I asked if Greenpeace had made any amends for their irrational opposition to golden rice and all the harm it has caused. I was uncertain at the time, as it had been a while since I had seen anything on the topic. They hadn't even heard of golden rice. Well, I said, look it up and get back to me if they have done their penance. The pair never returned. When I was starting out in medicine, oh so many years ago, insulin was isolated from the pancreases of slaughterhouse cows and pigs. The problem was that these insulins were immunologically different from human insulin, and a fair number of patients would develop antibodies against their insulin, making the diabetes harder and harder to control. It often did not end well. And then, some genius figured out how to put the human insulin genes into E. coli. And suddenly, we had insulin that was not immunogenic. Well, not so suddenly. It was expensive, and then as now, diabetics were often priced out of life-saving insulin. As an aside, you know, what kind of society allows life-saving insulin to be cost-prohibitive to acquire? Anyway, the principle, if not the execution, is simple. Cells are little machines that turn DNA into RNA, and RNA can then produce pretty much any biologic product you like or need, like insulin. The Wikipedia has a list of biologic products available as a result of recombinant technology. And on that list is golden rice. What, you may ask, is golden rice, and who cares? Humans are unable to synthesize a number of micronutrients like vitamins. Vitamins are curious. They are critical for some physiologic processes, but many species never acquired or lost the ability to make their own vitamins, like vitamin C. Quote, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, plays important roles as an antioxidant and in collagen synthesis. These important roles and the relatively large amounts of vitamin C required daily likely explain why most vertebrate species are able to synthesize this compound. Surprisingly, many species, such as teleost fishes, anthropoid primates, guinea pigs, as well as some bat and passeriform bird species, have lost the ability to synthesize vitamin C, which I find fascinating, that we could once make vitamin C, but no longer. Quote, humans cannot synthesize vitamins A, B1, B2, B5, B6, B7, B9, B12, EK, but are able to synthesize some vitamin B3 and D. And of course, I've always been a fan of the B52s. So let's talk about vitamin A. It has two main forms in food, retinol in meat and carotenoids in vegetables. humans need to eat one or the other to stay replete in their vitamin A. Much of the world does not have access to the jaw-dropping selection of foods found at the local Safeway needed to avoid vitamin A deficiency. As such, vitamin A deficiency is common in places like Southeast Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, primarily affecting children and pregnant females. Quote, about 250,000 to 500,000 malnourished children in the developing world go blind each year from a deficiency of vitamin A, around half of whom will die within a year of becoming blind. And that is awful. No one with a shred of conscience would support policies that result in thousands of children going blind and dying, right? The simplest intervention would be to give children at risk just 2 doses a year of vitamin A. That decreases blindness and all-cause mortality by 12 to 24%. Easy peasy. Would that the world worked so smoothly. Only 59% of targeted children were reached in 2022, with East Asia and Pacific achieving the lowest coverage at 20%, followed by Eastern and Southern Africa at 57%. More ways to get vitamin A into people are needed. Human ingenuity being what it is, very clever people discovered how to put the genes beta-carotene, a vitamin A precursor, into rice. Viola, golden rice, a potential partial solution to vitamin A deficiency, especially where rice is a diet staple. I don't know what you do where rice is a diet paperclip. Golden rice looked good to go in the Philippines until April of this year, when the Court of Appeals in the Philippines issued a cease and desist order on the commercial propagation of two genetically modified crops, golden rice and BT eggplant, citing a lack of full scientific certainty regarding their health and environmental impact. And who filed that petition to halt golden rice? Greenpeace. Greenpeace, heroes of my youth, eco warriors who put their lives on the line, steering their Zodiac boats into the paths of whaling ships to save the whales. An organization with cred, lots of cred. Unfortunately, since misleading claims from credible sources can be more damaging than blatant falsehoods. Greenpeace has a long history of opposing genetically modified organisms and has been fighting the introduction of golden rice and other GM foods. Actions do have consequences, and the consequences of opposing golden rice is that more Filipinos are going to go blind and die, given that around 17% of children in the country are vitamin A deficient and they rely on rice as their main source of nutrition. Greenpeace says in response to the ruling, quote, significantly, the decision firmly upholds the precautionary principle and puts the burden of proof for safety on the respondents. Greenpeace has consistently noted that GM crops have been approved in the Philippines despite the lack of robust data of safety assessments submitted by proponents. GM crops have never been proven safe and have hindered necessary progress on climate-resilient ecological agriculture that keeps the control of our seeds on our farmers. We reiterate our stance. The involved companies and agencies have yet to show concrete evidence that these crops would be in the best interest of Filipinos, our environment, and our agricultural sector, and we are more than happy to let children go blind and die. Yeah, they didn't say that last part. Greenpeace does not address the blindness and death that will occur as a result of this decision. As best I can tell, there is but one mention of blindness and death in all the Greenpeace Golden Rice blog posts, preferring to focus on other issues. I wonder why that is. However, as is so often the case for the poor and the powerless, those who make the rules do not have to play the game. I am sure that the people who work for Greenpeace get plenty of vitamin A. But the precautionary principle, huh? From basic biology, I can't see why golden rice would be a problem. We eat the genes and the products that make vitamin A every day to our benefit. As one review noted, quote, there are no cases where post-market surveillance has uncovered harm to consumers or the environment, including transfer of DNA from the GMO to non-target organisms. I suspect Greenpeace doesn't realize that when we say that someone is now tragically in a vegetative state, we are speaking metaphorically. Vegetable genes have not jumped into the patient. I can't find where there has been any worrisome effects of transgenic foods, specifically golden rice. As another review noted, quote, transgenic crops are subjected to a rigorous pre-market safety assessment. The safety of novel proteins and other products is established, and through compositional analysis and animal studies, the safety of any observed changes is evaluated. These studies provide evidence that the new product is as safe as or safer than comparable varieties. It must be asked, however, if this rigorous analysis is necessary, because unregulated crops produced by other breeding methods also undergo genetic changes and contain unintended effects. Golden rice poses infinitesimally small, if any, risk to consumers, whilst it has the potential to spare millions of lives each year. However, because it is transgenic, it cannot be deployed without years of expensive pre-market safety review. Paradoxically, if golden rice had been produced by less precise conventional methods of breeding, it would already be in the hands of poor farmers. Try as you might, you can't crossbreed a carrot with rice. A shame, really, although I do look forward to eating a tomato fish. I hope they use San Marzanos. As far as I can tell, there is no a priori reason golden rice would be dangerous, and there is no data to suggest it is a danger. It looks like the U.S. has approved at least 10 GMO crops, where places like the Philippines get nothing. Quote, when it comes to GMO food crops, anti-GMO campaigners have thus won a remarkable yet dubious victory. They have not prevented rich countries from using GMO animal feed or GMO cotton, yet farmers and consumers in poor countries need increased productivity for food crops, not animal feed or industrial crops. Today's de facto global ban on GMO food crops therefore looks suspiciously like an outcome designed by the rich for the rich, with little regard for the interests of the poor. Same as it ever was. If you are a fan of the Nobel Prize gambit, and I am not so sure I am, but a decade ago, 107 Nobel laureates signed a letter calling for Greenpeace to stop it, noting, quote, scientific and regulatory agencies around the world have repeatedly and consistently found crops and foods improved through biotechnology to be as safe as, if not safer than, those derived from any other method of production. There's never been a single confirmed case of a negative health outcome for humans or animals from their consumption. Their environmental impacts have been shown repeatedly to be less damaging to the environment and a boon to global diversity. Greenpeace didn't stop it. Greenpeace's anti-GMO stance has been called a crime against humanity, I tend to agree, and their actions do fit that definition, although history and current events suggest it is a rare that anyone really cares about crimes against humanity. Kind of sucks that Greenpeace prefers to support laws that result in people going blind and dying, despite all the negative studies. In medicine, there are never any good solutions to a medical problem. There are bad solutions and worse solutions. Interventions are about risks and benefits, trying to determine the least bad solution. The risks of vitamin A deficiency are well known and common. The benefits of vitamin A are well established. The risks of golden rice appear to be as close to zero as one would like. Seems a simple and safe enough partial solution to a very real problem. If you were given a choice, I would prefer the benefit of my children being able to see and live to the ripe old age of 71 than dying young and blind, weighed against the vanishingly small chance of a risk from golden rice. But the courts of the Philippines ruled otherwise. You know, justice is blind, perhaps from vitamin A deficiency. A shame Justice did not have golden rice as a child so she could read the literature and see the mistakes being made. The nice thing about working in healthcare is I could look in the mirror at the end of each day and know that my actions improve someone's life, at least a little. I always wonder how those whose actions lead to suffering and death look at themselves in the mirror at the end of the day and know that they have made the world a little or a lot worse. They probably do not consider it. No one is ever evil in their own story. Much the pity. It would be so much simpler if people and organizations acted like Snidely Whiplash, twirling the ends of their mustaches as they tied golden rice to the train tracks. But we lack a Dudley Do-Right in this metaphor, so I guess old Mel is doomed. As another aside, as best I can determine, whales have a diet high in vitamin A and are themselves an excellent source of vitamins for Eskimos. Imagine what would happen if whales needed golden rice to survive, or the only solution to vitamin A deficiency in humans had been to eat the whales. And golden rice seems so much more civilized. And that brings us to the end of our Quackcast, number 237. References, if needed, and clever hyperlinks can be found from the Science-Based Medicine blog entry of the same title, Save the Whales, Blind the Children, from June 18th, 2024. Otherwise, thanks for listening.